Heavenly Father and Jehovah Created the World by Diane L. Mangum. The account of the creation is found in Genesis chapter 1. Note, Jehovah is another name for Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, Jehovah is usually referred to as Lord. After he was born in Bethlehem, he was known as Jesus Christ. Let there be light. Suddenly, bright light burst into the darkness of space. Heavenly Father and Jehovah saw that the light was good. They called the light day and the darkness night. A new world had begun. Heavenly Father directed Jehovah in creating the earth. Together, they planned carefully so there would be food, water, animals, and everything we would need in our earthly home. Jehovah used priesthood power to organize the elements. Everything obeyed his command. He created a planet with rocks and soil and water. He gathered together the waters to form seas and oceans. When he said, "Let there be dry land," mountains, hills, and valleys rose up beside the seas. Above the land and the water, he created the sky and clouds. The whole earth became God's garden. Seeds were placed in the ground to grow into trees with juicy oranges, bushes with berries for birds to nibble, and grass to cover mountain meadows. Jehovah created the sun to shine all day so the plants could grow. He created the moon and stars to shine in the night. He made the earth revolve in its orbit so there would be days, seasons, and years. He created every creature that swims and filled the skies with every bird that flies. Whales splashed, jellyfish wiggled, ducks paddled, and pelicans flapped. Jehovah created kangaroos that hold their babies in their pouches while they hop, and monkeys that swing from the trees with their tails. Every bug that creeps, every lizard that crawls, every creature that roars, gallops, or snorts, Jehovah made them all. Each one was created to have babies that would be like their parents. At last, the earth was ready to be a home for Heavenly Father's children. Adam and Eve were the first of Heavenly Father's spirit children to come to earth to receive a body. Heavenly Father blessed them as husband and wife. Jehovah saw that everything that had been created was very good. Heavenly Father told Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, so their children and their children's children would live all over the earth. Each new baby who is born receives a physical body from his or her earthly parents and is a spirit child of Heavenly Father. And each child who comes to the earth is blessed by the beautiful world Heavenly Father and Jehovah created. Jehovah formed our planet, which has land, oceans, sky, and clouds. Jehovah created the sun to shine so plants could grow. Each child who comes to earth is blessed by the beautiful world Heavenly Father and Jehovah created. End of article. Heavenly Father and Jehovah Created the World.